haven't heard from Penny Evans. Penny, who used to be a regular correspondent to this particular show, liked us on Facebook, went down with various illnesses, probably all triggered off by the goldfish scenario, but yeah, maybe she's gone quiet, maybe she's doing other things in Derbyshire. Who knows? I haven't even heard from Katie Grimerson. Still, life continues. I know, a bit of a shock.
That is a shocker.
No message from Katie G. Still, life continues. Now, we could another go, or we could go to... But we're going to try Rupert Baker, because Rupert has been responding via answer phone. We did speak earlier in the day. He phoned up and said, yes, all's well with this whole thing, which presumed all was good to go. But as yet...
A great mix of music for Lincoln and beyond on Siren 107.3 FM.
You don't need that, do you? That's all right, yeah. I mean, I know it is. It's a great mix of music. It is working through in its own routine. But please, you know, there's enough. Enough, please. As we were saying, Rupert Baker, actor, currently on tour with the Ellis Peters production of Virgin in the Ice. Hopefully, we'll be connecting with us very shortly. But we might just get another message on the answer phone.
Is he trying to call us?
Do you think he's trying to call us? Perhaps Nicola, you'd like to ask Nikki what she'll be doing on Wednesday, May the 8th, actually in the upstairs part, the room upstairs of the Lincoln Drill Hall.
Nikki, what will you be doing?
What will you be doing?
Oh my gosh, I've already forgotten the date already. In the Drill Hall, upstairs.
On May the 8th. May the 8th, that's right.
At 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m.
For £1. Not that she's cheap.
No, I don't get the pound.
Oh, no.
Although I'll gladly receive. Nicola, I'll be taking part in the fantastic Lincoln-inspired art festival. And the particular event we're looking at is called Our Lincolnshire Literary Life. Beautiful alliteration there, although I find it hard to wrap my tongue around that one. I'll say it again, Our Lincolnshire Literary Life. And I will be there giving a little talk. I will have my books with me. I'll have some... swag with me. You can get books, you can talk with me, you can meet me and various other authors. Let's not forget, it's not just about me. There will be David Zelder, Claire Kinton, Geoff Gainey, Helen Hancocks and others.
And that's brought the magic that is Rupert Baker to the air.
I have that effect on people.
You wonder where I've gone. I was inside, so obviously the reception is not very good, so I'm now out on the riverbank looking across at the Yvonne Arno Theatre.
So come from just outside Las Vegas, well, actually, the Desert Springs,
oh, really?
Palm Springs,
which is the
question. And I'm going to ask you the same question, Rupert. Can you see a cactus?
Cactus. I'm looking, mate. I've got some daffodils.
Some daffodils, but not a cactus, yeah. And it was unfortunate you used the term shoot me, because there are parts of America where that be taken as an invitation you couldn't miss. But still, never mind. See where we're going there. Yeah. You didn't have that challenge with respect to medieval times. As I said when we spoke this morning, there were several poking folk who, after the show last week, actually said, collectively, Rupert Baker, he's a nice chap, he is. Yes, exactly.
Oh, very decent of them. That's very kind. Checks in the post or direct debit.
So, Nicola, questions for Rupert Baker, or as we like to refer to him, MC Rupert and his Baker boys. The police are there again, I see.
Well, how's it going this week with the tour?
Yeah, well, it's kind of cold, and we have a company bug. But then that's nothing new, because you always get company bugs when you sort of tour at this time of year. But we kicked off last night. Very good house and very good show. And spirits all up. And we've got good houses this week. And it's absolutely delish being in Guildford, which is my favourite date.
What, more than Darlington? I find that astonishing.
It's up there with Darlington. I have a number of places that are very close to my heart.
Quite right,
but I have a special fondness for Guildford, because my mum knew the dean up at the cathedral, a wonderful guy called Tony Bridge. And I used to sort of come down here quite a bit, and I worked here loads of times. So it's sort of always
It's a bit of magic. Now, last week, as you know, Rupert, in my capacity
of... Sleep at that point. I guess you could say it's like coming home. Yes, back to you.
In my capacity as let's get some additional work for Rupert every 20 years or 2 decades or so, I was touting your good self as the lead role, the actor indeed, for Nicky's movie version, of course, of the Rockstar Romance Trilogy. Is this not right, Nicky?
I did hear that. Obviously, I remember London's Burning. I watched it a lot.
Did you get London's Burning in Germany?
Was it nostalgia for them?
Oh, I just had this thought, you know, as a German watching London's Burning, you say, if only it had taken place 40 years.
No, you got the wrong end of the stick entirely. Oh, well, Rupert, I have to ask you, do you sing? Do you sing?
Yes.
Did I sing?
Do you sing? Do you,
well, obviously, oh, yes, you know, if you're going to be a rock star.
I do all that. What kind of thing do you want? Yeah, I sing.
Oh, I don't know. A bit of Bon Jovi, a bit of Brian Adams, you know, Sarah Vestina.
I just personally think.
Treat me good. Treat me like a man of wood.
Stay with us, Rupert. We'll just share the moment. And if you say goodbye, we'll see again. Hopefully people are now looking at you, Rupert, as you're breaking into song for this.
Well, I've got somebody standing up by the bridge who thinks I'm completely shot away. What can you do?
It's being professional. That's what it's all about, you know?
Absolutely. This is it. It's when the ambulance arrives and the white coat.
I'm thinking maybe we could suggest that as a company song, you know, you actually start off an Ellis Peters thing with a little blast of Wooden Heart.
I think it would be a great thing.
Exactly.
But you have to do Shunken.
Shunken.
Yeah, but what were you doing there?
They were indeed. Nicola and Nicky, that's Nicky and Nicola, were shunking in the studio. Whilst Ed was looking embarrassedly at his laptop.
I just noticed that Phil Leonis tweeted.
And our Los Angeles director extraordinaire, creator of the Lady Killers, has just tweeted. What has he tweeted?
Well, he said he's getting ready for his weekly appearance, but I suspect he may well have seen that little performance on our webcam, ladies.
It's not a performance, it's a German tradition. You get that kind of music, you link arms and you rock from side to side, and it's called Schunkeln.
Schunkeln.
It's lovely. And some more schnapps.
Yeah, that helps. That helps.
It all helps.
I have a question, actually, taking us back to, you know, more serious matters.
Really?
I ask this of all the touring stars, rock, movie or other. Yeah. What's a typical day on tour?
A typical day on tour? Just trying to find the theatre. No, it's a sort of kind of mad dash. I mean, you're either in the digs, so I suppose when you settle into a routine, then you get out a bit more, but it's all the kind of thing of trying to buy microwave meals and M&S, casing the town, trying to find museums, trying to keep warm, because sometimes digs aren't very warm. So you do a lot of reading under duvets, and trying to find cheap parking, and selecting possible bars and restaurants that are sort of still open when you get out from the theatre if you want to go and have a bit of a meal or a drink afterwards. So it's that kind of thing. And then the scenario this week is, I mean, a lot of us will be driving backwards and forwards to Guildford from town, so that kind of throws a spanner in the works. So you're obviously working out what time you've got to get on the road, and then you don't want to kind of be rushing, so it's, I don't know, actors, they always seem to gravitate towards theatres and the microwave, and, you know, you'll come in and just sort of hang out. And,
so no water cooler conversations, but microwave conversations.
Microwave conversations.
They're just very short, actually.
Tea. Yeah.
that's the end of the conversation.
It's good. 4 minutes and that's it. And now for your modern piece. And, yeah, you know, time's excellently. So it's that kind of thing. And we do karaoke.
Nikki, I know you're a relative newcomer to the show, and it's not like Rupert or Rosie next week, who's one of the original first wave of Midweek Drive presenters, or indeed Media Matters stuff, etc. But you should know now that we don't recommend people from the thespian profession if we don't have 100% confidence that they can actually cut the mustard in every sense of the
word. I got the talent myself, though. You know, it's got to be a long and lasting relationship.
Absolutely. Well, that's very kind of you.
How
is the weather, and how are you lot, and where you are?
Well, it's the coldest, Easter we've had since records began, as far as Lincoln is concerned. But, Ed, would you like to take that question?
Well, we were talking earlier about how warm it was today, scraping ice off the car, -3 this morning. But it still felt a lot better because the wretched east wind seems to have left us. And we think, tempting fate, well, we think spring is on its way this week. Yeah. I know we've said it about the last 12 weeks, but I think this time it could well be. And how is the lovely Guildford Cathedral looking? Because it's up on a hill, isn't it?
Well, it's looking beautiful, but it's a bit sort of bit kind of ironclad. It's got an ironclad sky behind it at the moment. We just had a snow flurry about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, so we've got we have the sun. We will share the love. We'll share the sun with you. You can have it tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you very much. I look forward to getting it because we really need it.
We're that kind of
general. It's marginally warmer, but, you know, it's still pretty cold.
You always reach that when we've actually talked about gun laws in America. We've featured Haight Ashbury. We've focused on Gene Bruce Scott and Randy Reinholtz in Grantham, Caroline Edwards, and now we're actually talking the weather. You can tell you've just got a classic show that's developing in every sense of the word. Nikki, any other questions you'd like to throw to Rupert?
Are you coming to Lincoln anytime soon?
Well, there we are, you see.
Starstruck already.
I'm up for it, because, you know, and visit some family haunts and go along to Gainsborough and, you know, pay my respects.
Really? You had people who have been in Gainsborough?
My grandfather was God bless him, was a Lincolnshire man, and he worked at the Marshall Works in Gainsborough, and he did technical drawing and engineering at college in Lincoln. And I had an Uncle Arse and Auntie May who lived at Gainsborough, who we used to go up and visit when I was a kid on holidays.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, can I please be around when that happens?
Oh, please, we can't be.
Yes, please do.
I mean, you've got your husband, for goodness sakes. You know,
he knows.
Lord above.
But you've got to show me a few windmills, because I'm very into industrial
windmills.
Archaeology. Yeah.
She's German, not Dutch.
They all knocked about.
Well, you know, there's all the beautiful wind farms out in Skegness Way.
Do you know, I shall recommend that to Jean and Randy when they're along, when we see them on Monday. You know, Jean and Randy, you know, we know you like Burley House and you appreciate, obviously, Harlaxton Hall. Have you checked out the wind farms at Skegness? You know, that'll work down very well. Ed, would you like to...
It's a whole new meaning to going offshore, doesn't it? Are they offshore or are they inland?
We've got some of them.
We've got that at Margate.
Once again, Phil Innes will be complaining that we're not coming to him at 6:30 UK time, or indeed 9:30, 10:30.
But it says 8:35 on the schedule.
I know, but his jingle says 8:30. It's very difficult, and he can be temperamental. There's lots of things to work through. I don't want to sort of, being a director, it's important these things are there. Ed, last two questions, please.
Rupert, it's been great for us, but have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yeah, no, it's been great, actually.
Thank you very much indeed. And can we do this
as ever?
Can we do it again soon?
Yes, very, very soon.
That'd be next week, actually.
Even better.
No, I'm up for it. That'd be great. Yeah.
Even better.
And for actors everywhere, remember, as Mike Batt would say, there's always the Railway Hotel. So before we press the Leonis button, would you like to say those magical words, Ed?
I'd like to say hello, Mum. And hello, Phil, as well.
Malcolm Tomlinson, actor, horse racing commentator and voice-over artiste, proudly presenting the Midweek Drive's regular 6:30 p.m. correspondent. Whether he's in his PJs or not, the truth is out there. Director extraordinaire, Mr. Phil Leonis! Yes.
So crucial now that we've obviously sort of lost an hour, we're connected, that everything works on that basis. Phil, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well, Alex. I'm tired. I worked all day. Long, long day on set yesterday, but I'm excited to be back in my usual 10:30-ish spot. I would respond to the previous statements about me being difficult, about not appearing exactly at half nine, if only I knew what the phrase half nine meant.
You see, yes. Yeah. Like, so, Hauptzehnur, you know, Hauptzehnur.
But see, in German it's to the hour, yes, not past the hour.
Yes, Hauptzehnur, it's exactly. It's
Well, you know, and also, fortunately I didn't hear that whole exchange because I do live in America where, blessedly, we are allowed to own guns. So, of course, the moment Kenny G appeared on the show, I went out, bought a gun, and shot my computer so that I would not have to...
What can one say? You know, just anger management, Phil. You know, anger management. That's the crucial aspect of the whole thing. So share with us, what movie were you working on? Can you tell us the name? What film you were working on? What TV thing?
Well, I'm going to blow your mind because you just blew my mind, Alex, with that segue about anger management. I am working on a Lifetime film called The Cheating Pact with one of the stars of the television series, Anger Management.
Nice.
Look what you just did. And we didn't plan that at all. I mean, indeed, if you know anything at all about Alex, you know nothing is planned.
Well,
so...
well, I'm not sure whether I would actually sort of go along with that. I think the running orders are sent there in good time. You know?
It works really hard.
No, I'm sorry. It's me that has nothing planned. I'm sorry. I was thinking of my show. I apologize, Alex. You are actually quite organized, and I appreciate that.
Not that I get anally retentive about such things, obviously, but there we are. We were talking about eschatology earlier in the production. Still, never mind.
But you know, our transatlantic link is not just telephonic in nature. It is truly, I think, maybe we connect through the zero-point field or in some Mike Dooley-esque fashion, but indeed, this conversation you were having with Mr. David about radio and the importance of radio and the way that radio uniquely creates intimacy of conversation, not any other medium, was actually the topic of a Chilpack Hollywood Hour that we pre-recorded this week for airing, I think, two Mondays from now. Again, what is in the zeitgeist that Lefchuk and Larinus both tap into? Whatever it is, I suggest everybody else stay clear of it.
Well, there you are.
You must be astral twins.
Astral travelers.
That's the name of Alex. My album where we record German folk dance tunes, Astral Twins.
Oh, excellent.
I think it's going to be in with a bullet, as they say, in various
Anne is going to blow our minds.
Always. Exactly. It's the way forward.
This has been like the grooviest selection of catchphrases in the first few minutes of my appearance I have ever enjoyed. In with a bullet. Blow our minds.
Precisely. Tune in, turn on, drop out.
Which, of course, was a reference to our first guest, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Haight Ashbury, Blow Your Mind was the song that we heard. Very nicely done there, yes.
Yeah. It's called...
Oh, by the way, I have been writing an identification for Mr. Ed Wellman that I hope to be producing within the next week.
Well, that's very kind of...
Please don't thank me yet.
Well, I was about to ask Alex to play some more Kenny G, but I'm going to not say, I'm not now ask him. Thank you.
We've already given you Mike Batt in the key of D flat.
Yes, so
Batt in D flat.
Yes,
so you know we can't sort of go too much in terms of this whole system. So, any other little highlights you'd like to draw out from your critical viewpoints there in downtown Los Angeles or wherever you happen to be? And by the way, Phil, can you see any cactus?
I was just going to say you haven't asked about the cactus.
Oh, I have cactus. I have many succulents that I tend to. We've been trying around here. You know, people think of Los Angeles, they think of palm trees, but palm trees are not indigenous to Southern California. They were imported. And so many of, you know, people forget that California is and Los Angeles is a desert, not just a cultural wasteland. It is, in fact, actually a desert as well. And so much of the vegetation here is not indigenous. And there's been a real movement for conservation purposes, if nothing else, to restore indigenous growth to our landscaping. And so I have quite a lovely array of succulents and cactuses and whatnot in my garden that that I tend to. And I was actually just thinking how grateful I am that they've taken such a shine to my locale. But I need to address, I guess, the gun topic and the constitutional amendment topic. Indeed, what Mr. David was speaking about with road rage, and when you combine road rage with the ability to get guns, what might happen? Well, historically in Los Angeles, not that long ago, there was an incredible epidemic of freeway shootings where people would get so, this is going back maybe 15 years or so now, maybe even 20, but it went on for an entire summer where people were getting killed on freeways with gunfire because people were just so frustrated, so powerless over their lack of control on freeways. And you can certainly, of course, relate to feelings of frustration and feelings of powerlessness. I don't quite understand how you get so frustrated by the fact that traffic's not moving that you think having dead drivers on the road will speed up traffic. In any way, how you think that will solve the problem, I'm not quite sure. But we've had experiences like that, and yet, again, nothing changes in terms of gun laws. And it does get back to the two things: the constitutional argument, where our right to guns is seen as being protected by the Bill of Rights, and of course, powerful lobbies and interest groups. An industry that are able to exploit fear that our Bill of Rights are being taken away from us. The actual constitutional amendment itself, which is the Second Amendment, it comes after the freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom of petition, is the right to keep and bear arms. And it reads in the constitutional amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, it's interesting that the interpretation tends to ignore that part about the fact that it's to serve a well-regulated militia, because at the time the Constitution was drafted, the founders of this nation were uncomfortable with the idea of a regular standing army, a professional army. They wanted an army of citizenry. So this was in part the motivation to have a populace that would be armed. But also that phrase, well-regulated, is in the constitutional amendment, a well-regulated militia. So you would think having regulations controlling the ownership of arms might actually be seen as being quite legal. But the argument is truly that for many people, there is a belief that we might someday have to take up arms against our own government. And if our own government is the only one that can control the weapons, where will we be then?
But surely that's only if one of your politicians says you can exist on $100 a week, as indeed Ian Duncan Smith has said over here. That's not any kind of advice to go out and actually deal with Ian Duncan Smith. Have to say a quick hello to Chris Wright, who's a friend of Phil Linus, friends with Phil Linus. He's commented by saying he's listening in live. Can we say hello to Chris Wright, please?
Hello, Chris Wright.
Chris Wright is a rather brilliant fellow who I look forward to seeing when he visits in June. Anyway, just to finish off this constitutional issue here, I'm not saying that these people who believe this are, you know, that they're going to have to take up arms against their own government are right. However, you know, my attitude tends to be when it comes to freedoms, if we're going to have a list of freedoms protected by the Constitution, then we ought to be all in. We can't pick and choose which freedoms we decide to agree with and which ones that we can throw out, except if we amend the Constitution. I mean, I think we have amended before the Constitution. We will amend it again, and perhaps you strike that phrase. But as long as that clause is in there, then I think this debate will continue. I think it ought to continue. However, what I do love to point out and ask people when they get very, very rigorous in their argument that we must protect the Second Amendment to the Constitution, I will always ask them, well, are you in favor of the Third Amendment to the Constitution? At which point I met with blank faces, well, because no one knows it. And, of course, the Third Amendment is conditions for the quarters of soldiers. And it states that no soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner. And this tends to point out that these amendments spoke to issues of the time.
It's frequently done
necessarily
with the closure of Air Force bases, the number of sort of soldiers who just an Air Force man just say, can I sort of just borrow your spare room? It's very strange.
Exactly.
It gets you around the bedroom tax, surely.
It's very, very much a case. Just in case people are wondering.
Nikki Wells, rock star, romance trilogy creator, mother, cook, and officially the first German midweek drive rocket.
Because we haven't forgotten Phil, or indeed Nicola Clancy. That would be the Nicola Clancy of whom it's been said.
Nicola Clancy has now arrived in the Siren Studios.
Well, an hour ago.
And your listening pleasure has just increased tenfold.
Exactly. The little treat we've still got coming up, you might have thought Wooden Heart was all it's about. No. It's going to get even more exciting than that. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Next week, of course, Cameron Tilbury, Mike Dooley, Liz Brewer, Michelle Monroe, Rupert Baker and Phil Leonis. Andrew David was suggesting, as he's over in the West Coast, he's happy to hook up with you. Shall I pass on his telephone number to you, Phil, if you want to talk to him? You can speak to us. Because, astoundingly, it was about a year ago Phil Leonis was in this very studio, but because he's working so hard, so very hard as a creative genius on the west coast of America, he's not over this time around, so it looks as though we'll be checking out Sci-Fi London without him. Looks as though next week, Gene Bruce Scott and Randy Reinholtz, who will be in the studio, they'll have to connect with Phil after midnight. It'll be 1 a.m. because they're doing the Thursday morning, midweek drive morning edition as opposed to other things. These are things he might just be ruminating on, as we also have to say happy joyousness to Lily Holliman as well, because I think Lily would also slot in very nicely as one of the main characters in Rockstar Romance Trilogy. Not necessarily a Sophie, I'm thinking, but possibly one of Sophie's best friends. I just thought I'd throw that in.
So much to weigh in on there. Perhaps we ought to give Ms. Holliman my usual slot next Wednesday, and perhaps I might need to do a phone-in on the morning edition after midnight Los Angeles time, so that I can get to visit with Gene and Randy.
I think we could look to get something together. Listen, stay with us, Phil, because this is just we've got the Mike Dooley piece coming up as well. Nikki, you're looking a bit worried. You're looking a bit concerned about what after Elvis Presley and Wooden Heart.
I know. I'm just wondering what else.
Can it get any better? Yes, it can, my girl, because it's always improving, step by step, show in, show out.
The only way is up.
The only way is up. Or
reaching
like
for the stars.
Yeah, precisely.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple. So long, farewell, our Peter's saying goodbye,
Whenever conferring with another, either face-to-face or across the miles, whether a human being, departed spirit, or sentient tree, always speak to the highest within them. Makes such a difference. amen, the universe. Yeah, as if some trees weren't sentient. Glad you caught that.
Quite true, especially cacti. Very important. Succulents. Well, there we are. Nicholas Hammond, Spider-Man, Angela Cartwright, Lost in Space, Heather Menzies, Logan's Run. Genius. True joy. And Nicky is saying, not enough rock on the programme. Outstanding. This is Nicola Clancy's suggestion. We were talking last week. We were going into a full routine. Are you still there, Phil Leonis?
I am, and I was just looking forward to the fact to share the big news about next week's What We're Reading section of Chilpack Hollywood Hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Someone in your studio will be mentioned in What We're Reading.
What We're Reading. Mm-hmm. Could that be a rock star romance mention?
Come on, I don't want to give it away.
Just to sheer joy. And if any, I mean, actually, Dean Hackland would be a good, he's a good, yeah, very, very good. I mean, well, they all are, really. That's
well,
the
I know
thing.
Rupert's going to be upset.
We can accommodate, you know. We can work through that whole system.
Well, I have to say, I couldn't take the Lee Charles relaxed view on my lead. Well, actually, I could if it's, you know, money
Lee
in the door.
Lee Charles was a singer with a band called Imagination, Nicola. He's various other things.
We're talking Jack Reacher.
Lee, L-E-E-E. Was that Lee Charles? Was that somebody else? Oh, I got the wrong Lee there.
Yeah, I think so. We were talking Jack Reacher and that mismatch with Tom Cruise.
Well, yeah, but he's tall, you see. Jack Reacher is a tall chap.
And Tom Cruise is patently not.
Not quite as tall, even with the platforms. One of the difficulties
But Lee Charles decided, you know, that's dollars in the door, so...
Nicole Kidman, yep. Lee Charles, of course, the author, not the singer with imagination. Understandably, that was Lee John.
But, you know, I'm open to negotiation on these leads.
Always important. Ed, anything you'd like to add to the show? Anything we'd like to sort of draw out from the Leonis Meister about life and the universe? Of course, we do have Rosemary Langhorne on the show next week, as well as Mike Dooley. He'll be connecting with us. We'll be meeting up with him in Manchester. So, anything?
Yeah, Phil, have you ever been to deepest ruralist Lincolnshire? Have you? You've obviously been here in this very room, Alex was saying. In fact, we can almost still
photograph
your presence still here. But
in many ways.
In the presence of greatness.
Always.
How would one know if they've been the deepest ruralist Lincolnshire?
In the words of our earlier guests, if you turn off the A1, you're suddenly on hedges on either side where you can't turn round, and the only way
that
is
that kind of thing
through.
Would be good. Yeah.
Look, you've just described being in a car with Alex as he tries to figure out where the cathedral is.
No.
I'm going in the car with Alex tomorrow. Yeah. As a matter of fact.
Oh dear.
It's great fun, isn't it?
Have you got an Abbey?
I took trains, so I think I probably saw a lot of rural Lincolnshire. I don't know. Why? Am I missing this?
You are, yes.
Next time round, okay. Phil, we need to clearly sort of address that issue and make sure it's sorted and done and dusted. We have to thank Cameron Tilbury, Scott from Haight-Ashbury, Jean Bruce Scott, Randy Reinholtz, Caroline Edwards, Michelle Munro, Andrew David, Rupert Baker, and yourself, Phil Linus. What are the last two questions we need to throw to Phil, please? Nicola?
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today, Phil?
I have had an unreasonably interesting telephonic link.
Excellent. And can we look forward to chatting with you next week, either day?
I always like to look forward to always good, you know, a little there. Particularly as Nikki has just discovered the delights of poking people on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah, very
on
good.
Facebook.
Only been around 4 or 5 years. Have you heard of MySpace?
Shh.
Bebo.
Coming back. MySpace is coming back.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say
We never left. Our show never left MySpace, and it's coming back.
And that's the shock.
As will I. And you can look forward to it next week.
There you go. Ed, enjoyed the show.
Been fabulous. Thank you.
Nikki.
Brilliant.
Nicola.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Hooray. We're off to have some coffee now, or tea, or some such sort of stuff. Stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM. It brings you the very best, and we'll be back tomorrow morning with the Midweek Drive Morning Edition with Minty Steed, and with a whole heap of other goodies, including Fiend Heel and a whole stack. And I see you brought the family in, Nikki.
Always.
Wonderful. Yeah, happy hello to the family as well. News coming up from the Sky News Centre. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
I prefer Auf Wiedersehen, good night. So
Auf Wiedersehen, good night.
The latest news and sport on Siren 107.3 FM. Lincoln's first.